This podcast features three supposed adults who definitely use adult language. They're also supposedly writers who are definitely not procrastinating by making this podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to No Bad Ideas, the storytelling game show. We take the worst ideas from the internet and try to turn them into stories that are actually good, usually. But today we've got something a little different for you.
My name is Gabriel Urbina. I am your first A Little Something Different host.
My name is Sarah Shackett. I'm your second Something A Little Different host.
And my name is Zach Valenti, your third Something A Little Different host.
And today... we just thought it's been a minute. It's been several months, in fact, that we would check in with each other, do a little creative corner chat amongst the three of us about how our 2020s are going. I could almost get through that without laughing. But no, we wanted to talk to each other about how things are. With the last time we checked in, it was like April and the pandemic was very new and scary. And now it's October and we are all weathered veterans of being inside all the time. So like, how are you guys doing?
Happy. Well, it's weird.
Go on. It's weird. I was going to say happy to be housed.
Yeah.
No, but I think that kind of what is... so challenging about this year is that it has been kind of so destabilizing and so kind of disruptive in so many ways and so challenging. And yet at the same time, it is kind of hard to talk about because it is also kind of the most like stilting and petrifying year of so much of our lives. Because, you know, like in many ways, the answer to how are you doing versus how we were in April when we kind of last did a like check in on the show, the answer is largely like 98% exactly the fucking same. Like, yeah. You know, yeah. Still in the same, mostly still existing in the same three rooms of the same apartment, still having to kind of, you know, like figure out how to do a like creative and, you know, just kind of basic existence while mostly working from home, which I thought for sure at a certain point would have gotten easier. And it just has stayed like uniformly hard for the entire months that we have been kind of in this place. And still kind of just like dealing with this very terrible background noise of getting increasingly, or not increasingly, but kind of just like steadily worried about just all the weird, strange, very alarming things that 2020 keeps throwing our way.
What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I relate to, as you know, a lot of that with existing in the same room pretty much consistently. Sort of add to that the like turbulence of a freelance career in a free stalled economy. In some ways, like there have been some boons in like remote work being more common, and there being some new opportunities in media that are great, but then also no job security or health insurance or anything like that. And so like as work has come along, like juggling that with unemployment, which has thankfully been available in our state for people who do gig work, although complicated and problematic. Yeah. Yes, complicated and problematic, and so yeah, so just like juggling the various balls, spinning the various plates, whatever metaphor you want to use for trying to stay on top of the essentials. And running into this problem where as things emerge, like wanting to do as many of them as possible and hitting that burnout, and then burnout in this pandemic, meaning sort of leaving your health in the lurch and having to deal with getting sick last week and just ending up in this spot of like, sort of a coronavirus, my first real coronavirus scare since the beginning of this thing. Mm-hmm. And just like, I don't know. I feel lucky, but then also there's, you know, the challenges of just existing in this situation.
Yeah.
I had one of those back in the summer where it was one of those moments of, ah, I think the Rona has come to me. And mercifully, it ended up being negative tests and it was all fine. But I think that that's something that, like, we don't kind of acknowledge as much as perhaps we should. Just kind of this dread of some part of ourselves thinking of it almost like an inevitability of almost just kind of like, you know, yeah. Is this thing going to get us all sooner or later?
No, absolutely. It's and it just like this year is like accentuated sort of the extremes of my like psyche and experiences because like I've you know, when I've been able to meet up with friends and sort of when I've gotten into a creative groove on things, it's been incredibly rewarding and fun, but the lows are so much fucking lower and scarier. Mm-hmm. Like I have had panic attacks like I haven't had since I was little. I've, you know, sort of had that like normal freelance roller coaster career dejection of like, what am I even doing? This isn't sustainable. You know, what's going on? Can I even create things? Because the background noise, as you say, Gabrielle, is so strong. So it's just like accentuates all of the things that in 2019, I would feel, but like be able to talk myself down from or reason with a little bit. Like that capacity is just gone.
And I think that just like, Lord, at least for me, there's an element of I'm really becoming aware of how much a lot of my defense mechanisms around that were built around get some space, you know, go somewhere, go do a thing outside of the house, go see someone, go visit someone in their place, go see
go
a
get
movie.
A croissant. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Go sit in a fucking cafe for a while.
Yeah.
And this year is a lot of like, no. Sit there in the same chair where you were feeling bad and feel better. We'll wait.
Right. And all of the things that you do, whether they make you feel good or bad, require you to be in the same physical attitude. So it all starts to feel the fucking same after a while.
Yeah.
Well, and like the one thing that I was doing to stay sane was exercise, which for 2 weeks I've been completely, you know, out of sorts to do, being, you know, in bed with chills and a fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
Now, I do want to highlight, it has not all been the brooding darkness that has descended upon us. We are getting to make a new audio fiction series, which we are super excited about. We had a unbelievable turnout of support and love from so many people when we raised funds for a new show, Unseen. We have gotten to work with some amazing people for it. We're getting to work with more amazing people in the coming months. It has been a beautiful, wonderful, bright light in the middle of all of this darkness. But I think that the thing that really is tough to deal with is exactly what you were just talking about, Sarah. It all happens kind of in the same physical modality. And, you know, compare and contrast with last year, for examples, when around this time we were doing 0 hours.
Thank goodness we did the apocalypse show last year.
I know, yeah. I know.
I think about that sometimes.
Jesus.
As stressful as that month was, we were at least kind of, there were moments when it was like, oh, and now we get to go into a studio and see these wonderful, amazing people and kind of be in this amazing, great, happy place with these people around us. And that was a real balm to kind of the harder and more stressful parts of making that show.
I know. Here. Now it's just like, I'm scared to write for this person because they're wonderful and so smart. And I don't want them to think that I'm bad at what I do. But I don't get the hanging out part when get together.
And like, you're like, in 2 weeks when we record with them and I'm sitting in the same chair where I am sitting now.
being afraid. Yeah, yeah. I'm just, yeah, I'm just still gonna be here. Oh, it's not fun. I don't like it, guys.
Yeah. But let it not sort of go unsaid that it is not just sort of like a dreary march into the underbelly. Like, you know, it is, there is a lot this year that we've been very, very lucky to be able to do and to be able to work with people on.
Absolutely.
It just continues to be a challenge. And Lord knows that it helps me when I see other people, be it online or in conversations that I have with them over the phone or whatever, kind of saying, yeah, shit's rough. It's difficult.
And it's like, there's this expectation that maybe we've gotten used to it. And in certain ways, like the rash of Zoom meetings of Zoom happy hours and things has gone down. Like we've all sort of calmed down on reviving a social life online in a way that's different from when this began. But like the sort of the crux of the matter, the big challenge hasn't changed and hasn't gotten easier, even though we've gotten used to it. And that's kind of what I'm struggling with is trying to like keep reminding myself, like, this is hard. It's not going to get easier until the circumstances change.
Yeah. I think that we are like our pre-2020 selves are so, I think at least this speaks very much for me. We are so conditioned to, in many ways, the bad times that I've experienced in my life prior to this have been sprints, have been kind of like, good Lord, these next 2 weeks are gonna suck. But afterwards, you know, like the thing that is making them suck is going to be behind me or is going to be in some way deal withable or is going to be, you know, kind of in a slightly different circumstance. This is a marathon in a way that I think like I at least have kind of had to learn how to manage running a marathon while falling from the plane. If I can just completely mix my metaphors here.
Oh, no, I think that is a valid metaphor for what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's a learning curve and we're all still learning.
So that's how we're doing. as much as it is possible with an understanding of we kind of need to keep our dark secrets close to our vest a little bit. What have we been working on? Sort of like what have we been doing during this pandemic? Zach, you said earlier that you'd had sort of a very, very big job that kept you busy for a lot of September.
So aside from just various unseen business, there has been a project that I've been a part of for a friend that's basically teaching people how to teach from their homes using video.
Nice.
And so it was, you know, just the process of finding a space outside my space to be able to produce in, because I couldn't just turn my personal space into a construction zone to make videos in, or not any more than it already is.
Right.
Because it would just be unlivable. And then there was the ticking clock of, you know, needing to do things before a lease ended. And so there's just a lot of moving parts and a lot of sleepless nights, which thankfully are more or less over, just in time to maybe have some more for unseen editing.
That's right. Don't get too comfortable with your sleep. Yeah, that's right. No, actually, please do. Please do.
That's been the
goal. And it was just one of those things of like lease ended, got the last video done, got sick immediately.
Of course.
And so finally feeling better and excited to sort of take a more leisurely, less on camera and needing to look alive and awake and not sick. And, you know, all of the things that come with, you know, being seen. Ha ha ha.
Hey.
looking forward to just the the gear shift there.
Excellent. What about you, Sarah? What have you been working on?
That's a good question. I applied for several writing things that I did not get, so I did a lot of prep work for nothing. That was fun.
The fools. How could they not?
The other big thing that I've been doing is I got a new day job working for the lovely website 538.com. I'm producing their sports podcast, Hot Takedown.
Nice. Nice.
Which is lovely. So I've learned a lot more audio editing than I knew before, and a lot more about journalism than I knew before, and way more about baseball than I ever knew before. And it's been really wonderful to sort of like immerse myself in a new world, a new fandom, which sports definitely is, and get to work with some really cool, smart, amazing people. So that's been like the good background noise in my life for the past 7 months or so. And then also writing for Unseen.
Excellent. That's dope.
Yeah.
And how about yourself, Gabrielle?
A lot of writing, basically. Which has been, again, a challenge, since I've always been someone that has been has always struggled greatly with writing from home. But aside from scripts for Unseen, I wrote a script for an upcoming show called Life on Pause, show ran by the wonderful Marissa Tandon, who's
been a guest on this fine program.
Indeed she has. I'm also wrote for the Arden Halloween special, which should be out, I believe, not too long after this episode comes out. So if you're an Arden fan, and you should be,
and you should
created
be.
By the wonderful Emily Vanderwerf and Christopher Dole, Sarah Golub. After that, I've been writing two more freelance scripts for another series that has not been announced. And it's been recently kind of finally released to the public that I am writing an adaptation of a comic book called Gasolina into audio fiction. So that's kind of my new day job.
An Eisner winning comic book.
Eisner nominated, I believe.
Oh, it was nominated? Okay.
Yes. Still, but which is still pretty dang still pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah, no, really, really great. So that is kind of my new job for a little bit, figuring out how a thing that is all pure visual can now become all pure audio, which has been a challenge, but a very fun one to figure out.
Very cool.
Well, that's awesome. It seems like we all have some projects to occupy our time, in addition to the projects that we talk about constantly, because they are run by the three of us.
Yep. Some good signal to distract us from the noise, right?
Exactly. A Nate Silver joke. So check in, TLDR. We're mostly okay. It's still awful. We hope that you're okay. And that us venting has maybe made you feel like whatever you're going through is normal, because
we're all right there with you. We're all right there with you.
And we will be back with a normal version of the show, i.e. the game, next week.
Take care, everybody. Please stay safe. Please stay sane. You're all wonderful.
We'll
be back soon.
This has been No Bad Ideas, produced by Gabrielle Urbina, Sarah Shackett, and Zach Valenti. Many thanks to our patrons for their partnership in making this show happen. And a special shout out to our Idealist members, Jennifer Schneider, Rena Sarame, and Rebecca Allen. Today's episode features music by State Shirt and Jazar from freemusicarchive.org. You can support the show at nobadideaspodcast.com/support. And if you love this show, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Thanks.